a Western Pennsylvania kid. My dad was a coal miner. My grandfathers were coal miners. And I, for the first 14 years of my working career, was in the coal industry as well. I used to design great big gigantic grinding equipment to feed coal-fired power plants, pulverized coal boilers around the world. So I know the fossil fuel industry very, very well. And then after that, I had a calling from God to become a pastor, and I pastored a church for 18 years. And then for the last 9 years or so, I've been the president of EEM, the Evangelical Environmental Network.
Mm-hmm. What did you feel that you wanted to accomplish besides your calling for in your faith to be able to bring the environmental issues into that as well, too?
Well, it's really because of my faith that I care about the environment. In fact, I don't consider myself an environmentalist. I consider myself a disciple of Jesus. And, you know, right in the beginning of the Bible, Genesis 2:15, it says that we are called to tend his creation, to tend the garden. We are only caretakers of this creation. The Psalms 24 says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And so we're supposed to be the gardeners, the caretakers, the stewards of creation. And the thing that really led me to start caring about creation care, as we call it, is the fact that I am very much called to protect the least of these. Jesus' command in Matthew 25. And also, I'm a traditional evangelical. I love to tell the good news of Jesus and to invite people into a relationship with Jesus. And I found out that creation care is one of the strongest ways to do both. We pour so many pollutants into our environment, both in the United States and around the world, that we seriously impact the lives of our children especially and others. And also, I found out that especially among younger people who have got disillusioned with religion, especially sometimes with us evangelicals, that they have a sort of a bad taste in their mouth for faith. And when I share with them how God cares about this creation and cares about the poor and cares about the impacts of our poor creation care, that they begin a relationship with Jesus. So that's what I do, what I do. It's because I really want to be a follower of Jesus the best as I can be.
Mm-hmm. I know where you feel these days with the political climate changing as it has here with the change of the administration in January and the concerns I know that many people have about the environment because they don't see the support that environmental issues have had in past administrations, past decades for that matter. Do you see that that's where we have to get even stronger, in especially in how you feel in being in charge of the Evangelical Environmental Network?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, it's no secret that 80% of evangelicals voted for Donald Trump. At the same time, about the same number voted for Mitt Romney the election before, and before that, even John McCain. And many of our voters tend to vote for really their largest single issue is on being pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I help our community understand is that being caring for God's creation is also a pro-life issue. Along with the National Association of Evangelicals, which I'm a board member of, and the Roman Catholic Church, and even Focus on the Family, pro-life is more than just concerning about the ending of a pregnancy. It's also concerned and should be concerned about all of life. And so we like to say, and mimicking what the NAE says, is we are pro-life from conception to natural death.
Mm.
And helping people to understand the impacts, the threats, especially on children's health from pollution, is a critical part of my message and what I do.
Now, what do you hope that you'll be able to bring to the folks who will be attending the annual Greening the Statehouse conference in Indianapolis? These are pretty hardcore environmentalists, and I'm sure that you'll have something that will probably open up their minds, I would hope.
Well, I hope so, and I think that the two messages that I really hope to bring to Indiana and my trip there, and, you know, I've been to Indiana before. We have over 20,000 supporters in Indiana already who are taking action for part of the Evangelical Environmental Network. But my message is twofold. One is that caring about God's creation should not be a political issue. It should be an issue that everybody, all Americans, whether you're progressive or conservative, whether you're faithful or not faithful, should be concerned about. And the first part to talking to my tribe, my conservative friends, which I'm a lifelong Republican, is to really do two things, is to really to help people highlight the fact of what pollution does to our kids. You know, I think if I'm right, you know, in Lake County, there are almost 9,000 kids that have asthma. And within 30 miles of Evanston, more pollution is put out by fossil fuel coal-fired power plants than any place else in the country. And that pollution impacts our kids. The more fine particles, the more other toxic substances, and even carbon pollution, as the earth gets warmer, really impact our kids. And I think one of the things that when driving that message home, that, you know, Indiana is the number two state percentage-wise in the country from children that die early in preterm birth from soot. Around the country, about 16,000, a little over 16,000 people, children, are born prematurely because of PM2.5, fine particles of soot. And in Indiana is the number two state percentage-wise for that pollution. People need to realize what we're doing to our kids. You know, see, South Bend is the top, I think it's the 21st top city in particle pollution in the United States.
Yeah.
Indianapolis is number 13 on year-long pollution of particles. These are real problems that people need to address that impact our children's lives. And it's something, there's over 8,000 miles of polluted water in Indiana. Many of that, some of that's farm pollution and runoff, some of it's human waste, but a lot of it's mercury and PCBs that foul our water. One in three kids in the United States today have autism, ADHD, asthma, or severe allergies. And while fossil fuels aren't the only cause of it, they are certainly a contributing factor to what's called this 4A epidemic in the United States. And increasingly, more and more studies are pointing that way. Even things like breast cancer, while it's not fossil fuel related, it's plastic related. You know, the National Institutes of Cancer say that breast cancer is going to go up 30% by 2030 because of estrogen-mimicking hormones or chemicals that appear in plastics.
Mm-hmm.
So these are real health concerns that, you know, should wake up all of America that we have to deal with our problems. This is not a right or a left issue. It is truly an all-American issue, and for me, it's an issue of my faith.